The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Okay, glad you're here. The Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or on the phone. We still have phones. 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist, among the topics today. Not a good thing to be in the emergency room in this heat. Dr. Ginsberg will tell us why. And a new study shows some distant earthquakes trigger quakes in fracking wells. So those will be some of the topics Dr. Ginsberg will talk about. Then at 35 after the hour, we call it Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Mike Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry. Do you have an agenda today for us?
We do. We're going to talk about two things. One, there was a story making it on the internet this week about using egg whites to protect yourself from a burn. So if you got a skin burn or were actually in a fire and got a burn, you were to put on this egg white mixture. Just have someone in your family make egg whites, slap it on, and you'll protect yourself from the burn. Well, Arthur's saying, is this the truth or just a good yolk? And the second, that's a funny joke.
I know.
And the second one is, what about stem cells? Stem cell ointments and creams are now being sold commonly for facial rejuvenation. Is there any truth to the fact they make a difference? Or what do you have to know to find the one that does make a difference as opposed to all the others that don't? Arthur's going to tell us about those things today on that You Beauty segment of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
All right, at 35 after the hour. By the way, does mud still work for bee stings? Is that still effective if you get a bee sting, putting mud on it? You know?
I don't know. Have you tried it?
Oh, we did it as kids. I mean, we always done it as kids, but I haven't been stung by a bee in a long time. And we used to put mud on the bee sting and do something about the sting.
And did it cool things down?
Yes, it did, yeah. So I'd probably think that's
probably... Yeah, that's probably, the way it works.
Yeah.
I don't think it draws the stinging out, mm-hmm. but by cooling the area around it down...
Yeah.
Don't scratch it. Two, you're not as likely to infect it, although the mud is dirty and could infect it. But the lack of scratching is a very good thing, and by putting it on a cool area, it decreases the inflammatory response, so you have much less of an inflammatory response to it. But we'll ask Arthur that one to get more specific about it.
I would think after 60 years, there'd be some breakthrough in medical technology that would be better than mud, but if that still works, that's a good thing. Let's go through some emails. So if you have an email question, udocs@gmail.com. And Dr. Mike's answers. This is from Tom, Dr. Mike. Tom's in New Jersey. In hot summer weather, I drink about 4 to 5 sodas a day. That can't be good, can it?
Well, in fact, it isn't good. In other words, the real question from Tom, actually, is are you drinking sweetened or unsweetened drinks? Obviously, the sweetened drinks are about 150 calories for just that amount, so that's definitely not good. I think you drink, as I understood the question, unsweetened drinks, but what happens with those is that apparently you get addicted to the sweet taste. Your body doesn't see it as sweetness, so it apparently... addicts you to sweet foods. By the way, let me go. Americans now drink about 44 gallons of soda, and that's good news because it's 10 gallons a year less than the peak of 54 gallons a year in 1998. I obviously contributed to that. In 1998, I was drinking many more than 54 gallons a day, and now I drink none, so I'm bringing the average down. But one 12-ounce soda obviously has 150 calories, 44 gallons. Your average intake is 67,000 calories, which is more than 20 pounds worth, if you will, or is about 20 pounds worth of calories. Cranberry juice packs a whopping 12 teaspoons of sugar in every 12-ounce glass. Orange juice and cola both have 10 teaspoons. Your best choices, obviously, are water, 50% of your daily intake. Unsweetened tea or coffee, they're really good. Non-fat milk, and if you want to make, if you want fruit juice, stick with a 4-ounce glass. Limit alcohol to 2 glasses a day for men and 1 for women. And by the way, a new study points out that 1-a-day drinkers are thinner than those who don't drink or drink more than 2 drinks a day.
Coca-Cola's quarterly results came out this week, and their quarterly profit was down a little bit, and they're claiming a couple of things for that. Number one, the cool, wet weather, spring and early summer, and people are drinking less soda. Their consumption of soda is less, so that contributed to their quarterly report being down, so that's that should make you feel a little good. Here's Sandy's question, Dr. Mike. I'm desperate, similar question. I'm desperate to find an energy drink that's good for me. What's out there?
Well, Sandy, the good thing is the best energy drink we know is probably cat coffee that is black or caffeinated water. There also is a caffeinated water. So those are two good, but a black coffee is the favorite one, and you want it black and you want it made with a filter, a paper filter, because otherwise some of the stuff that gets through raises your LDL cholesterol. So caffeine boosts energy, plus helps starve off heart disease, Parkinson's disease, dementia, 9 types of cancer. It eases migraine, improves exercise performance, opens airways, steps up concentration, memory, and reaction time. So the more you have, the better you are, as long as you don't get too anxious with it. So there are 4 side effects, migraine, headache, heart, abnormal heartbeats, gastric upset, and anxiety. If you don't have one of those, the more you have. The second best drink for you, obviously, is caffeinated water. The third, actually, water is first, so caffeinated water, coffee is second, caffeinated water or tea is third, and skip the energy drinks with additives, sugar, and extra vitamins. If it says lecithin, creatine, taurine, phenylalanine, citricoline, tyrosine, or choline on the label, where you cannot understand whatever is written on the label, and it says amino acids and doesn't list them, say no thanks. They cause inflammation, boost blood sugar, and can trigger dangerous reactions. And get extra vitamins from 5 to 9 servings of fruits and veggies a day, not from something with an unknown amount or something that will interact with your other food through a beverage.
All right. Thank you for the email, Sandy. Let's fit this one in before the break. And Dr. Ginsburg, Dr. Mike, this is from Katie in Gainesville, Florida. My sister just went through chemo, and although we're thrilled that it seemed to beat her cancer, while she was going through it, almost killed her. Will there ever be a better way to fight cancer?
Well, you know, the great news is there are now a whole bunch of new therapies, immune therapies, where they're learning how cancer cells can spread without getting attacked. So one of the tricks of a cancer cell is it fools your immune system to thinking it is a normal cell. And so the goal is, how do you get your immune system to attack your cancer without it attacking you? And so there are a whole bunch of new molecular targeted therapies, that's what they're called, that will attack these cancers. The second area is we're learning so much about the genetics of cancer. As we get a little bit of the cancer, we're learning what receptors it has on it, and there will be medications and foods like aspirin, fish oil, broccoli, vaccines that are being developed that'll prevent or really treat cancer with these vaccines. So there's a lot of hope on the way, but it's still 5 to 10 years away.
Okay, Katie, thank you very much. Hope your sister is doing well. Sounds like she is. Ever you need to have a question answered by Dr. Mike Roizen, just email us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and we'll do a segment every week with your email questions and Dr. Mike's answers. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsburg, coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth, and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.